My dad was always the disciplinarian, never my mom. My mom always just would threaten to tell my dad, Zachary, if you don't calm down, I'm gonna tell your father. Which growing up in the Midwest in the 90s, scary. Because it meant the potential of a whooping, right? But time marches on. And I grew physically. And I grew emotionally. And I no longer feared my father, but it was the only power she wielded over me, and she wanted to keep it alive. So she's like, oh, you're not afraid of your father? Well, maybe I'll get the church involved. Maybe I'll call Father Mahoney. And that was terrifying, because you knew you were fucked. If you're not laughing at that, we should have been talking about it 5 decades ago, okay? Probably sooner. It shouldn't still be in the news. So, no. This will come as no surprise after that last joke, but I am not a religious man. I know I look like a well-fed Jesus Christ. I know. But I am what those of faith would call a heathen. I do not subscribe to any religion. I don't go to church when I feel guilty and go to confessional. I go to McDonald's and I pay for the car behind me. And I gotta be honest, I feel pretty good every time. I have no issue with religion, I just don't want to hear about yours, okay? A guy came up to me after a show and he goes, since you're such a religious fella, and I go, then you weren't listening. And he goes, no, just let me tell you something. I go, I would rather you not. And he goes, please? I go, what? 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 And he didn't go away, so I had to listen to him. He goes, I'm a religious man, and I want you to understand that I cannot stand the homosexuals. And I go, that's why I didn't want you to tell me anything. Why would you ever say that to a person? And he goes, just hear me out. I can't handle how they're all up in your face, constantly talking like their way is the only way and trying to convert you to their team. And I was like, dude, that is not the gay community. That is the church. Yeah, we've all been there. We've all been sitting on our couch, heard a little knock at the door, little rat-tat-tat, right? And because you're a good person, you put on pants to answer the door. As soon as you open the door, there they are. They're like, have you heard the good word? The good word has never been, hey. It's never, ever been the case.